Welcome to a What's Up Welland that welcomes first-time guests and introduces a new organization to our listeners. United Way Niagara is a pillar of support in our community, and Ashley Doyle, Manager of Marketing and Communications, and Allison Montavani-Ozaki, Development Officer of Annual Giving, are here to enlighten us on how this organization addresses challenges and creates opportunities for people. It's always a treat to hear from new guests, so let's get to it. Sitting with me today from United Way Niagara is Ashley Doyle, Manager of Marketing and Communications, and Allison Montavani-Ozaki, Development Officer of Annual Giving. Thank you so much for showing up today to talk United Way Niagara. It's been some time in getting this conversation to happen, so I'm thrilled that we get to dive in.
Thanks so much for having us, Paul.
Thank you.
So, first and foremost, the United Way name and logo is likely familiar to a lot of people here, but I'm confident most people would be very surprised to learn about, to understand just how much United Way does here in the city of Welland, here across Niagara. From that high level, what are your programs and services? What is that impact you are having in our community?
So United Way really focuses on local programs and services that meet the basic needs of the community. So like food supports, housing supports, as well as investing in long-term solutions for these individuals who are facing social challenges here. So like life skills, employment support, addiction support, things like that. We provide funding for over 90 agencies in Niagara, and we support through those agencies, thousands of people in the community. We focus our funding on solutions for poverty, building communities, and children's programming. So in the poverty bucket, as I said before, it's the basic needs, the food and housing. So some examples here in Welland, like Niagara Nutrition Partners, they have approximately 20 food programs for students throughout Welland. Bethlehem Housing Supports is a regional program providing transitional housing and housing supports for individuals across the region. YWCA, they're also a regional support providing the transitional housing emergency shelter and things for people across the community. And right here in the community, of course, the Hope Center is a wonderful agency here in Welland that provides support to a lot of people in the community.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for bringing the conversation right to Welland. And I know as we were setting up today's chat, there was mention of the After School Matters location, which mm-hmm. is relatively new to Welland.
Right.
And I mean, yes, you've already touched on great work United Way is doing here. What is that program about?
So the After School Matters program is, it started in 2008. Originally was in some Niagara Regional Housing buildings. And it really is a place for kids who are at risk, who are living in poverty, who don't have that support network potentially, a place where they can go and have some one-on-one connection with an adult. They have a place to work on homework if they need. They get the chance to do arts and crafts, physical activities, field trips. For example, going to Happy Rolf's, having a skate day where they get to meet ice dogs, skaters. What else? Doing mad science, going to Safari Niagara. Programs like that, that these kids might not ever have a chance to go to something like that if they're not part of a program like this. So last year, a program opened here in Welland. It's in a neighborhood that was identified as having particular poverty indicators. And it's at a school location, so it's great for those kids that at the end of the school day, they can just go over to the program. They don't need to go anywhere else. From ages 10 to 14, the capacity is 25 students a day, and it's a drop-in program. So over the course of the school year, it's expected that they're going to be able to serve 50 students here in Welland. So it really gives them a chance to overcome the barriers that they're facing every day. So like poverty is pretty generational, and just because those families might not have the resources to give to their children to be able to access those programs and and community supports. So going to a place like After School Matters really gives them an opportunity to gain confidence, to have those experiences that give them the tools to navigate life and succeed. And ultimately, that's how they shine and how they can thrive in the world and be all that they can be, really achieve something great for themselves.
So in terms of having these programs available, having the resources necessary to put these programs on here in Welland across Niagara, it takes funds, it comes down to dollars mm-hmm. and cents. Yeah. And United Way Niagara has its annual campaigns. Those campaigns are what help these programs, A, new programs happen, B, existing programs continue to run. You are coming off of the 2023 campaign wrapping up, mm-hmm. being celebrated. What are some of the takeaways? What are some of those high level, this is what that campaign looked like? And let's be honest, I'm sure you're gearing up already for a next campaign.
You know we are. So we're super thrilled and grateful to be able to have met our goal last year, which was to raise $5.2 million. And that is 100% only due to our corporate partners, worker and employee campaigns, our volunteers, agency partners, match sponsors, individual donors. We wouldn't be able to make that goal without everyone coming together and giving what they can. But the fact of the matter is that the needs of the community are very complex. It's not like someone's in poverty, so they just need food, for example, or housing. Like, it's a lot more than that. And also we're seeing that people need supports, more supports, and for a longer period of time. So that whole landscape is growing. And then additionally, we have the fact that the cost of inflation is going up, the cost of food, rent, gas, everything is going up. So even for our agencies, the cost of their programs is increasing. Staffing costs are going up. So we need to raise more money. We really do. We need everyone to step up and think about what they can give and something that's meaningful for them so that we can continue to strive to reach the needs of the community.
Before we continue down the campaign path, if now's that opportune time to anyone listening, if they are interested in learning and understanding how to support United Way Niagara, where are they going and what is that, I guess, what's that action they can take to give the support that they can?
Well, definitely a great place to go would be our website, www.unitedwayniagara.org. And there's, information about our community investments, blogs, stories about, success stories and things that are happening in the community. So there's a ton of information on the website that they can find to learn more.
Fantastic. Thank you. So if we still follow down that that campaign path, right now or just about now, there is going to be the start of the Period Promise campaign. What is this campaign? Why is it important? How does United Way play a role in this?
Yeah, I guess I can feel that one, Paul. Thank you. So Period Promise is essentially one of United Way Niagara's community initiatives. It's essentially a way to, or a campaign to increase access to period products across the community. Period products are a basic need, we've realized, and as Allison was speaking about, the cost of living, the cost of items and products and basic needs are increasing so much. So this program just ensures that those products are available. We really, really strongly believe that no one should have to choose between, food or a period products for their family. And this campaign kind of helps so they don't have to make that choice.
Are you able to put a bit of a perspective on what are those difficulties experienced when someone is forced to choose between, if period products are basic needs, but then people have to really get granular on deciding between which basic need gets met, what is that challenge when the access to products is not, when that need is not being met?
Yeah, I mean, it's isolating. Poverty is isolating. Period poverty is isolating. If you don't have those products that you need or your family needs, then maybe you're forced to choose, I can't go to school today. I can't go to work today. I can't afford to buy dinner for my family. Something these are very extreme, I guess, cases. Well, maybe not, but...
But it's reality.
It is reality. And the rates of poverty overall seem to be decreasing in Niagara, which is a good sign, but the depth of those folks that are still experiencing it is wider and bigger. Again, as Allison was talking about, the complexity of these needs, it's really challenging for people to make those decisions. You know, we all have less disposable income, so if you have to go in front $20 extra, that means meals, that means gas, that means you can't go to work, a bus pass, whatever that may be. And we want to really make sure that people don't have to make that choice.
So in helping people not have to make that choice, how does United Way facilitate this campaign? What does that look like? And is there an ultimate goal through the run of this campaign? If it's an annual period promise, what is that end goal from 1 year to the next?
Yeah, good question. So period promise is relatively new to United Way. It sort of started as a labor initiative. It was called Tampon Tuesday. We did a one-day drive just because it was something that we could do. But it was identified that those products were gone overnight. Agencies were picking them up. Food banks, they were gone off the shelves immediately. Whoa, the need is way bigger than this. We need to do more. So Period Promise sort of started, I guess, in 2020 for us. And we kind of created this mini campaign essentially to raise as much product, as much funds that we could in this time of year. And we just chose it because we just did. Well, it started with Women's Day, but it has gone away from Women's Day because it's not just a women's issue. So what we do is, you know, collect products, but we've realized too that we can do more through volume discounts and purchasing bulk products. So we can do a lot more with less. So this year, the campaign is primarily digital. We are asking people to donate financially, but there are many other ways to participate as well. I forgot the beginning of your question, to be fair.
You know what? I forget it too, because I'm really good at double barreling questions and I'm really good at just rambling into questions. And so you were mentioning that it's about collection. It's about people supporting the campaign, that there are multiple ways to do it. And goals, of course.
There we go.
What are the goals? And then, let's be honest, I'm good at double barreling questions. So what are the goals? But then what are those, I guess, multifaceted ways that people, organizations, groups can support those goals?
Absolutely. So there we go. That leads
We're back on track.
We're good. So to put like a product goal, it was difficult because we weren't sure, I guess, how many things agencies needed. And because we're so fresh, they sort of reach out and request what they think they need for now. Essentially, it's open to any community organization. Really, anyone who needs it will figure it out. So last year was the first year that Meridian came on board as the presenting sponsor, and they backed the campaign with a large financial gift, which really helped us to amplify our message and spread it further. So we collected, or the equivalent to with dollars as well, we were able to purchase like 300% more product last year, which did fulfill all of the requests. So that is my personal goal, is to be able to fill requests. So what does that look like dollar-wise? With our purchasing power, I suppose, it's probably close to a $15,000 financial goal. Maybe 20,000 products, essentially, is what that looks like. So that was able to meet last year's goals. I don't know what that looks like this year, to be fair.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Thank you for just explaining it, because with this being a newer initiative, mm-hmm. I imagine it is going to continue to grow and evolve and change. And
it's a learning curve.
If you are able to pivot, and the way you're talking, it sounds like you are able to pivot. Yeah, you will figure it out as you scale that learning curve. And at the end of the day, as long as those products are available to the people who need them, does it matter what the background looks like?
No, exactly. So the second part of your question about how other people can support, first of all, obviously donating, collecting, participating in the actual product that we would distribute. But on the other hand, store owners, business owners, you know, they can provide the products in their stores fairly cheaply, actually. Like, it's not an expensive thing to add. I did notice when I used your facilities here before this conversation that there was products in the bathroom, which was really, really cool. I know the city of Welland is a really big leader in this space, so I'm really, you know, proud of you. I know that this motion was brought forward as a pilot last year, but has since been made permanent, which is amazing. So a huge, you know, props to the city of Welland for taking that initiative and having those products available in community spaces, in places that people will access or can access. The products that we would distribute would go more to like examples, food banks or shelters, schools. We give them through public health nurses because they have those connections with the community. So really exactly what you said, no matter where people are accessing them, if they can get them, that's what we want to see.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that 1 year later from a motion that was brought forward by one of our counselors, the products are still available. Mm-hmm. It's a permanent now initiative here with the city of Welland. So thank you for touching on that. Having a municipality embrace the Period Promise campaign, have products available. What does that say? What legitimacy does that add? How does that help what this campaign is, but just in general, mm-hmm. how does this help this particular initiative through United Way?
So I'm just really pleased to see it's an equity issue, right? And like, I don't know the exact population in Welland by, you know, percentage, but it's about half of the people that are going to deal with this issue. Welland, I know the motion was brought forward after that as a counselor was looking into the poverty rates in the area.
And we can say the counselor's name. It was Counselor Sharmila Sedaram that did that.
A fantastic individual, a great leader. She started looking into the poverty rates and thinking about really easy ways that she can or that the city can support folks experiencing poverty. And this is a really inexpensive way to do that. So if you can free up resources for people, then they have the choices that they can make other choices and they can, you know, not have to worry, eliminate some of those barriers, which is a really great, I guess that's the end goal for me.
So before we move on from Period Promise, are there any final thoughts? Is there any last word to share? Because I like that you just said the word eliminating barriers. Mm-hmm. So before we stay specific on this campaign, is there anything final?
More about the campaign?
Anything along those lines that you'd like?
We're running our campaign May 1st to 10th, or 12th, my bad. So if anybody wants to financially support, please visit the website, periodpromiseniagara.com. You can learn a little bit more about it there. If you don't want to necessarily make a financial gift, other ways to support, education, awareness, just having those conversations. If you are a business owner, put a basket in your bathrooms. It doesn't matter. Put them in all the bathrooms. Like, eliminate those barriers as much as we can. There are single fathers out there. There are, you know, other caregivers. There are people that are, you know, struggling with gender issues. Like, who knows? Let's just remove all of those issues or all of those barriers, like you said. So there's many ways to participate.
So along the lines of eliminating barriers, let's right now, here and now, agree that there is so much more to understand and learn about United Way Niagara. So if we lean into that idea of eliminating barriers, let's look forward to another conversation this year. Maybe we can touch on how did the Period Promise campaign run and wrap up. And then before your next campaign starts, let's get that awareness of what are the other projects and programs that United Way Niagara is working on to, at the end of the day, help eliminate those barriers. Ashley, Allison, thank you so much for today's conversation. This was, for me, this was insightful, and I hope for our listeners, undoubtedly for our listeners, there is a lot to take away.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley and Allison, for the introduction to United Way Niagara and some awareness of how far-reaching and varied your programs and services are, especially here in Welland. With the Period Promise campaign starting on May 1st and lasting until the 12th, this was a timely chat to draw attention to this initiative. With program services and campaigns that span the entire year, United Way Niagara really does touch the lives of so many. It's worth visiting unitedwayniagara.org to learn more and to support however you may be able to. It's also worth keeping up with future episodes and revisiting past ones of this show at engagewelland.ca/podcast.